It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Live team coverage. First Lady's Visit on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning, KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. Today is the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now it's 49 in Provo, 52 in Salt Lake City.
Road work in Tooele really jamming up SR 36. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The First Lady's Visit.
Yes, the First Lady of the United States will be spending the afternoon here in Salt Lake City as part of a Western States tour.
Dr. Jill Biden will be promoting her husband's plans during the trip. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas begins our team coverage.
Scott Howell says he got to know the Bidens when he was first elected to the Utah State Senate in 1989, and they helped several Democratic office holders. Howell helped to run the Biden campaign in Utah. State Representative Angela Romero says Dr. Biden's visit to her district on the west side of Salt Lake shows her connection to essential workers in Utah's most diverse community.
The First Lady will visit Glendale Middle School and stop by a pop-up vaccination clinic in Jordan Park.
The First Lady has visited Utah several times in the past. KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff continues our live team coverage.
First Lady Jill Biden was here in January 2020 to meet with Democratic donors during her husband's presidential campaign. In 2012, while her husband was serving as vice president, Dr. Biden visited with about 100 family members of troops serving abroad, as well as some recently returned airmen and soldiers at the Utah Air National Guard base. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Canada's health regulator has just authorized Pfizer's vaccine for kids as young as 12 years old. They have not released yet when shots will start to be given out to the age group 12 through 16. The FDA and CDC are expected to reach a similar ruling this week here in the U.S., possibly this week. Stay with KSL News Radio for updates on this breaking story.
And along with that breaking news, we have a developing story. Former President Donald Trump won't be allowed to return to Facebook, at least for now. That ruling came a short time ago from a quasi-independent Facebook oversight board. CNN's Kate Baldwin has more on this initial ban, or when this initial ban started.
It was Trump with that video on the day of the insurrection saying to those rioters who ended up killing people and 140 injured, "We love you, you're very special," that prompted Mark Zuckerberg the next day to say, "We believe the risks of allowing the president to continue to use our service during this period are simply too great."
The board today faulted Facebook for the way it made the decision, though they agreed with Facebook that two of President Trump's January 6 posts severely violated the platform's content standards. The former president has also been permanently banned from Twitter.
A group of parents upset that their kids will finish the school year wearing masks got very vocal and disrupted the Granite School District board meeting last night. The meeting ended up shutting down early. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage. John?
Yeah, Amanda, interesting enough, the district's mask policy was not even on the board meeting's agenda for last night. Although once things got passed over to the public comment section, a number of upset parents certainly made their feelings about masks in schools known, even going as far as interrupting those who were at the podium.
In teaching, we call it wait time, and it is about civil discourse.
Guys, we are in a public meeting.
Now, once the public comment section ended, some people with the group Utah Parents United started interrupting and shouting down members of the board. It was at that time that officials decided to pull the plug and end things early. With about 2 weeks left in school for many districts, Governor Cox has already indicated that masks will not be required in schools for next school year. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Masks at public schools will end in June, but the state has now met the requirements in the pandemic endgame bill. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues our live team coverage on what this means moving forward. Mary?
So, Tim, Utah met the criteria for case rates, ICU utilization, and first doses of the vaccine. So all public health orders go away for masks and social distancing, except, like we mentioned, the school masks. Annie and Oakley Hedrick are thrilled to be almost done with those.
I'm terribly sick of wearing masks. Can't breathe in them and they're bad.
Salt Lake City's mayor tweeted she'll try to keep masks required at city facilities. It looks like state facility owned and those buildings will still have them for a little bit longer. Businesses can set their own requirements still. In fact, Hale Center Theater just tweeted this morning that masks are welcome but not required. People can also choose to wear one anywhere they want. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A police officer in Nashville, Tennessee was shot, and officers say he was set up by a 22-year-old who called 911.
On the 911 call, you can hear him saying that he's scared, that shots are continuing to be fired. Hurry, hurry, please get here in a hurry. It was all a ruse to get the police officers to this scene.
Nashville Police Department spokesman Don Aaron says his officers are on edge. The officer who was shot is expected to recover, and the suspect ended up taking his own life.
Coming up on KSL, Boyd Matheson joins us to give us his take on former president's Facebook ban.
And Triple Team traffic.
I-15, minor slowdowns in South Salt Lake, big backups in Tooele, SR-36 because of road work. And now we've got some delays on Legacy in Centerville. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:05.
This Thursday, find out which parts of the commute to avoid.
Summer construction.
A roundup of all the work that'll affect your time on the road.
Thursday at noon on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion. For news.
If you have Medicaid and you're 65 or older, or you have a disability, you could receive lots of extra money-saving benefits every year from Molina Healthcare. Just sign up for our special Molina Medicare Complete Care Plan. Every year, you could get $3,000 in dental coverage, an eye exam plus $300 for eyewear. You can get a hearing exam and two hearing aids, and more than $1,000 for over-the-counter items. Molina Medicare Complete Care lets you keep all your Medicaid benefits, and it has a vast network of doctors. Best of all, it offers you valuable extra benefits you deserve. If you have Medicaid, call Molina Healthcare today at 866-533-1043. That's 866-533-1043. Molina Medicare Complete Care, HMO-SMP, is a health plan with a Medicare contract and a contract with a state Medicaid program. Enrollment in Molina Medicare Complete Care depends on contract renewal. Product offered by Molina Healthcare of Utah, Inc., a wholly owned subsidiary of Molina Healthcare, Inc.
Live at the Eccles presents the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber. 8 performances this Friday through May 15th at the Eccles Theater. For tickets, visit liveattheeccles.com. Socially distanced seating, face covering required.
Fast Wi-Fi. You use it to connect just about everything, which means having really fast Wi-Fi matters. A lot. That's why Xfinity is breaking the gig barrier and introducing Wi-Fi speeds faster than a gig. That's a big deal. It's a big deal for streaming big games, having big meetings, and making big plans. It's a big deal for families with one kid, or two kids, or three kids. Especially if there's one kid who has enough devices for 10 kids. It's a big deal for gamers who are streaming while someone else is posting about their virtual spin class. And yet, it's also a big deal for a quiet Friday night in. So get in on Wi-Fi speeds faster than a gig. That's more than enough speed to power every device in the house. Can your internet do that? Introducing gig speeds over Wi-Fi. It's the fastest Wi-Fi you can get, and it's only from Xfinity. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store to learn more. Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Utah's Morning News has inside sources.
A Facebook oversight board ruled this morning to uphold former President Trump's Facebook ban.
Joining us live in studio is the host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson. What do you make of that ruling, Boyd?
So not totally surprising coming from Facebook. They had sort of indicated that was where they were leaning. At least that was a lot of the rumblings out there. So, of course, there'll be a lot of chatter about that today in terms of what that means. Both short and long term. In the short term, I think you will see some additional things happening on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. We know the Judiciary Committee has been looking at a number of social media platforms that many have believed to have targeted conservatives. Some, of course, are leaning the other way. But so it's going to create a really interesting discussion in terms of those platforms. And I think the real question will be, if the former president decides to run for president again, what will happen there? Because that could get in some really interesting areas in terms of free speech, in terms of that opportunity to run for office without being controlled by a big entity.
Now, Boyd, as always, we'll be looking forward to your conversation about it with your inside sources today, 1 to 3 o'clock, each weekday on KSL News Radio. It's 8:09, and time for us to get a look at Triple Team traffic. Handy Farnsworth, still slow out there in Tooele, huh?
Yeah, it's a construction's got really traffic backed up all the way from Village Boulevard to the Mills Junction intersection at SR-138. As a result, you've only got really one lane open, and that's why it's so backed up. Traffic's also slow 56 West and Bangor as you come up towards 21st South. We've got a little bit of slowing again on I-15 near 33rd South and South Salt Lake. Heather?
We do have a report of a crash on 1900 West at 40th South in Roy. Can't see anything on the cameras. It looks like we do have just a little bit of backup at that intersection, both eastbound and southbound, but nothing excessive. Once you hop on I-15, you are going to run into the construction delays between Roy and Clearfield. And then if you transition onto Legacy Parkway, we do have some unusual slowing right now moving through Farmington into Centerville. Haven't heard of a crash. There may be debris there, just not sure what's causing those delays. Eric?
Looks like the on-ramp crash from Provo Center Street to get onto northbound I-15 is all cleared up, so you shouldn't have any trouble there. Once you're on the freeway, you're at normal speeds throughout the county. We do have some eastbound slowing over on Pioneer Crossing as you're heading from Saratoga Springs over towards American Fork. This is mostly approaching just Saratoga Road, and you've got your usual slowdowns on 2100 North for eastbounders approaching 2300 West this morning. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And how warm do we get today, Grant?
High temperatures climbing here today and tomorrow. Some of the warmest so far, at least for tomorrow. Today's high 73 in the sunshine, tomorrow 84. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in Salt Lake City, with all that sunshine starting to warm up, it's 52 downtown.
Coming up in just a moment, we heard a minute ago that Canada just authorized Pfizer's vaccine for kids as young as 12. We talked about this topic, this general topic of vaccinating children this morning with Dr. Simone Wilds, and we'll share some of what she had to say with you in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and thanks for being there this morning. Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. This hour of Utah's Morning News is brought to you by Box Elder County. As you start thinking about getting out, and everybody's jonesing, I think, to get out, especially on a day like today, think about visiting Box Elder County. From the Box Elder Chamber, we have Monica Holdaway, who is with us. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
We're great.
Doing fantastic. You know, on the outdoor show that I host every Saturday, we talk a lot about bird watching and how lucky we are to live right here where we do. Sort of in the flight path, the commute of the Pacific Flyway. We get a lot of opportunities, don't we?
We do. We do. Up here at the Bear River Bird Refuge, it's amazing to go and see all the birds.
Tell us more about the Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. I bet there are people who have lived in this area who have never been there, and I'm embarrassed to say I am one of them.
Oh, my goodness. You've got to come up. So spring on the refuge is the very best time to visit. While the visitor center is still closed due to COVID-19, the 12-mile auto tour route is open, as well as the walking trails around the visitor center. And I just went 2 weeks ago on the auto tour route, and it was amazing. Lots of different species of birds. There was actually over 270 different species of birds at the refuge. And there's a lot to see, especially during the spring. The babies are coming out, and so you grab your binoculars and you take the auto route. There's a couple of stops where you can stop and park and walk up a tower. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and it gives you so many opportunities. People don't realize how big this is, but it's 74,000 acres, and it's so big that these birds feel safe enough to have a little stopover, get a little rest on their commute, as I said a minute ago, but do their nesting.
Yes, and the other day when I was driving, I had a sandhill crane, which is a really big bird, just sit right on the side of the road as we drove past. It didn't even fly away. It was really close to our car. It was pretty amazing.
So forgive me, Monica, I'm trying to picture this. So you drive along. Are you just putt-putting it like a couple miles an hour so you don't miss them? Or how does that work?
On the tour route, it's like 10 miles per hour, and it's a 12-mile loop one way. And so you just drive the loop, and you, like I said, there's two stops where they built towers that you can go out and walk on, and so you can get a little bit higher view. And it meanders through the wetlands, and there's rivers and just all kinds of great wildlife to look at.
Oh, I have to do this.
Yeah, and there's a great wildlife education center out there, too, for the kids to learn on. Where's the best place for people to get information?
Boxelder.org will have a lot of our information on it. That's our county's website.
All right, so go to boxelder.org.
When you want a brand new kitchen, there's nothing to it. There's a brand new way to do it. 3-day kitchen and bath.
Do you love your house but hate your kitchen? If you want your old kitchen or bath completely new again, totally remodeled and updated to your taste, style, and specifications in just 3 days, call 3-day kitchen and bath. And we mean a complete custom remodel from floor to ceiling in just 3 days, including a 100% satisfaction guarantee with our quality and craftsmanship where you don't pay. No hassle, no stress. We even bring our mobile showroom to you, and you'll be our guest at the Marriott while we work our magic creating your dream kitchen or bath. Call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath for your free copy of the Kitchen and Bath Remodeling Guide, plus $500 off a complete bathroom remodel with a kitchen and a free design consultation.
It's about time.
3 days or less.
At 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
diving deeper into the pandemic, and Bill, now that we've met the requirements to end masks and social distancing in the state, there are some exceptions that will still stick around. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, a Facebook oversight board has just upheld the Facebook ban on former President Trump. More in a moment with ABC News.
Third, let's get a look at that drive out there with Andy Farnsworth.
Crash 35th South Redwood Road affecting eastbound and southbound lanes. Found out what's slowing you on Legacy Parkway. Somebody's spraying weeds, and you have to move to the right lane to get around them. They're heading south through Centerville right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Here we go to 73 and lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 49 in Ogden, 54 in Salt Lake.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Facebook is upholding former President Trump's ban from the platform, at least for now. The company's oversight board has upheld the decision to keep him off following the January 6th Capitol riot. But ABC's Rebecca Jarvis says they also decided to send the case back to Facebook for further review.
The idea here is, what is the measure that the company should take? Given that they made this decision, there needs to be a full understanding for both users as well as at the company, and well telegraphed within the next 6 months of what Facebook will do if they are faced with decisions like this in the future.
The final decision is now expected by early November. The former president's Twitter ban is permanent. President Biden says he wants to see 70% of American adults vaccinated by the 4th of July. The focus now will be on inoculating those communities where people have been hesitant, a smart move, according to Dr. Francis Collins, director of the National Institutes of Health.
I think we need to listen to what the concerns are of people who are still on the fence. And those concerns ought to be addressed carefully. And we shouldn't slip into this zone of somehow blaming people who haven't signed up yet to roll up their sleeves. We need to answer those questions.
The Pfizer shot for 12 to 15-year-olds could be approved this week.
Matter of fact, let's go in depth on that, on this developing story, because just a few minutes ago, the Associated Press reported that Canada is authorizing Pfizer's vaccine for ages 12 to 16. The FDA is expected to do the same in the U.S. soon, but many parents have questions like, why do kids need it?
Infectious diseases physician Dr. Simone Wilds from South Shore Health in Weymouth, Massachusetts, joined us this morning to explain.
Yes, children do tend to have less cases and they're milder. But the key thing is they do get COVID. They bring it home to their family members. There's also extended family members that might be living at home with them or they're around them that have chronic underlying conditions who get the disease, get very ill, and some end up hospitalized, and unfortunately some die. We really want to get them vaccinated so they cannot be spreaders of the infection. And also, we want to get the children back in school, so I'd really encourage parents to give the vaccine to the children when they're eligible.
Should we expect our kids to react the same way we did to the vaccine? In other words, you know, they'll get some flu symptoms on the second shot, or would it be, stronger reaction because they're smaller.
We don't have the data on the children yet. I haven't seen it. But I do anticipate that it's going to be very similar. I know I read in previous reports that, you know, they do trigger a stronger immune system response in the age group than you've seen in the adults, which is not surprising because your immune system is definitely more activated. So I really expect that they're going to have similar side effects. But again, the key thing is they're short-lived and they will be able to get back to their activities within a day or two.
Yeah, I'll just have to tell my boys, I know you feel grumpy, but remember how fast mom got out of it? I felt yucky for a day and then the next day it was like nothing had ever happened.
Yeah.
So that's what I'll tell them while they're going through it, if they get it.
We know there's a lot of questions out there from moms and dads, and it's why we're talking about it this morning. But our thanks again. She's always great with us. The infectious diseases physician, Dr. Simone Wilds from Massachusetts, on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
8:19 now. Let's check Triple Team traffic, and we start with you, Andy.
Amanda, we've got different problems out in Tooele County. Traffic still jammed along SR-36 from now prior to Village Boulevard. It's actually from Bates Canyon Road all the way up to SR-138 because only one lane open due to road work. We've got delays along 114th South crossing South Jordan, and we also have a crash 35th South and Redwood Road in West Valley blocking eastbound one of the travel lanes through the intersection and a southbound lane through the intersection. Heather?
It's a pretty good drive right now. Southbound I-15 between Ogden and Salt Lake, with just some occasional slowing through the road construction zone in Roy. If you hop on Legacy Parkway, though, we do have some delays. They're shifting, though. We have somebody spraying weeds. They're blocking the left lane of Legacy Parkway as they slowly go down the road. So everybody has to move over to the right. And right now, all those delays are showing up in the leaving Centerville and heading into Bountiful. Eric?
Eastbound slowdowns to Pioneer Crossing from Redwood Road over towards Saratoga Road. Much of the problems in Utah County are now signal problems. So you've got flashing lights over at Main Street and northbound I-15 in Spanish Fork. You have to treat that as a three-way stop. And then also in Orem at 1000 South and Geneva Road, the lights are not working there. Treat that as a four-way stop. Siegel Book has gifts for mom, like Hear Him, with insights and testimonies from gospel authors and stunning artwork from 200 artists. Save 20%, now only $25.99 at Siegel Book. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. This 7-day forecast is shaping up nicely. Let's check in with Grant.
High temperatures climbing here today and tomorrow. 73 the high today with lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, 84 the high and mostly sunny. And it's still warm on Friday. A few more clouds up to 77. A few showers early Saturday morning, then some clearing. High temperature Saturday, 62. Partly cloudy on Sunday, 63. Gets up to 65 on Monday with more clouds and a few showers. And then Tuesday, 68 with a few showers. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
This morning, it's 50 in Provo, 54 in Salt Lake. We're going to be speaking with Utah's Governor Spencer Cox coming up in just about 8 minutes here on KSL News Radio. And one of the things we'll be talking to him about is that the state just crossed the threshold in the three metrics that were outlined in the pandemic, what they called the endgame bill. So what does that mean? What new things will we be able to enjoy? What stays the same? We'll ask him about that, and we'll ask him about First Lady Dr. Jill Biden's visit to the state this afternoon and more. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Time now, though, for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need. Here's Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
Have you ever thought about running the Ogden Marathon? Have you ever thought about doing it virtually? That's right. You get to be the race director, design your own course, and choose which day you run between May 9th and the 16th. The Goal Foundation inspires Utahns to get out and live by participating, volunteering, and spectating at recreational events, programs, and activities. Their support encourages the community to thrive economically and to be healthier in mind, body, and spirit. If you're not quite ready for the full marathon, there's a distance for everyone, including a half marathon and a 5K. This year, it's not about winning. It's about the commitment you make to yourself. And don't worry, you'll still get a t-shirt and the medal proving that you've completed the challenge. To learn more about activities throughout the year or to sign up for the Ogden Marathon, visit OgdenMarathon.com. That's OgdenMarathon.com. Select Health recognizes the influential passion provided by the Goal Foundation as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back is brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
The America we see on the evening news is a nation we hardly recognize. Violence and division leave us asking, how did we get here? Where do we go from here? Consider how different things could be if we were united in our vision of the future. We, the people, are facing the most consequential opportunity since the Civil War. Will we choose to continue the great American experiment, imperfections and all? To secure both peace and equity, we must recommit to the preconditions of freedom. Communities built on faith, family, and accountability can overcome hate and division. I'm Rick Larson. This is not the time to abandon hope in our country or ourselves. It is time to perfect the Union and live up to the promise and potential of America.
Paid for by Sutherland Institute. For more information, visit SutherlandInstitute.org. SutherlandInstitute.org.
If you're like a lot of people, you probably don't have a furnace and air conditioner replacement fund. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and sometimes these things can break down without much warning. Any Hour Services understands that the last thing running through people's mind is, I hope my furnace or air conditioner goes out today. That's why we have many different financing options available, from 0% interest to low monthly payments. It's about convenience and helping you take care of making sure your home is comfortable for your family. We have lots of equipment for less than $50 a month, and even some high-efficiency equipment. Plus, Any Hour Services has some great deals going on right now, and when you couple those savings with being able to get a new system at a low monthly payment, it really helps to take the sting out of a surprise breakdown. If you're a homeowner in the market for a new furnace or air conditioner and want to know more about financing options, call Any Hour Services and we'll send one of our HVAC supervisors to your home to help you design a system that will efficiently keep your home comfortable, the way you would expect it to. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7600. That's 801-443-7600. Any Hour Services.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth. A U.S. tax court is giving a victory to the Michael Jackson estate. The court found that the IRS inflated the value of Jackson's assets by hundreds of millions of dollars.
A panel of judges is ruling that Snapchat can be sued after the app was used by a group of teens leading up to a fatal crash. The teens were going 123 miles per hour and documenting it with the app's speed filter.
Lyft is seeing an increase in riders. The ride-hailing company says demand for rides improved in the first quarter compared with much of last year.
All right, let's see how the markets are doing in the first full hour of trading. And unfortunately, we are headed down. The Dow is now off 69 points. The S&P is basically flat right now. It's down less than a point. And the NASDAQ is up by 8.5.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll take another look at traffic and weather together with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio.
Once again, this hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Boxhelder County. We are happy to have Brandon Flint with us. He just told me a moment ago, you are the superintendent of Golden Spike National Historic Park, right?
That's right, yeah.
How lucky are we that we have this not just America change in history, but really the world right in our backyard?
Absolutely. You know, this was really a defining event of the 1860s, and it really did change the United States and change the world.
When people come there to the Golden Spike National Historic Park, what do they do? I mean, they stand on the place where the Golden Spike was, you know, where that happened, where it was driven in. But what do they do?
Absolutely. You know, it's a great park and really not too far away from Salt Lake and Ogden. You're able to come out and stand in that place. We've got two replica steam locomotives that we have out there. And this weekend actually is our big event. So the anniversary of the driving of the Golden Spike was 152 years ago. And this weekend we have got great events planned all weekend long. So Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we've got reenactors that are going to be out there, and it's going to feel just like you were back in time in 1869 as those reenactors drive the Golden Spike, as the telegraph operator taps out D-O-N-E to tell the whole nation that this event has happened and the world is changing.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
May 10th, 1869. People may not realize that the Jupiter and the 119, those two steam locomotives, are fully functional. They don't just sit there. They sort of roll into the place where the spike was driven, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So you can stand there, you will smell the coal smoke in the air, you will hear that whistle scream, and you can really feel the power of these two steam locomotives.
Is there a special time we should come, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or just any time?
Absolutely. So we actually are going to be doing our reenactment 7 different times. And in order to keep things COVID safe, we are going to require a ticket this year. So we would encourage visitors to go to recreation.gov and then search for Golden Spike and then click on the link for commemorative event tickets. And you can purchase that ticket. And anytime over the 3 days of the weekend, we're going to have these great reenactments and all kinds of activities going on.
If you love trains and you love history, this is a dream come true for you. It's recreation.gov.
The movie show broadcasts from Hale Center Theater this Friday. Get tickets to the sold-out Les Mis by purchasing remaining season tickets. Your mother will love them. Purchase today and print at home.
All right, let's head over to the traffic center now. Andy Farnsworth, how are we doing out there?
Well, right now we're doing okay in Salt Lake County. The earlier slowing on I-15 in South Salt Lake is gone. 56 West and Bangor are back to normal, and they just cleaned up the crash at 35th South and Redwood Road. Unfortunately, in Tooele, you still only have one lane open, SR-36, through Stansbury Park, and traffic has jammed the entire stretch, Bates Canyon Road, to SR-138. Heather?
And our slowdowns continue on Legacy Parkway. This is south as you make your way through the Bountiful area due to somebody spraying weeds. So they're using the left lane to very slowly make their way down that entire green median area on Legacy Parkway. And so everybody has to move over to the right, and you'll just have these traveling delays all the way down to the West Belt once you hook on there. I-15, though, in great shape. Everybody at speed. Eric?
Looks like you got the lights working in Orem on Geneva Road at 1000 North, but you still have signal problems in Spanish Fork. This is at the intersection of Main Street and northbound I-15. If you come upon that, just treat that as a three-way stop in this case, and just wait your turn to get through there. I-15 is looking good right now in Utah County. No problems there. And going out to the mountains, 189 through Provo Canyon to Heber City and I-80 to Park City through Parley's Canyon. That's looking good. Ready for a kitchen update? Shop local at Durden's Appliance in Bountiful and pay the same or less than the national chains. Durden's, brand you know at prices you'll love. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. And just how warm do we get today? Let's find out with you, Grant.
Big climate temperature here the next couple of days. We hit 73 today and lots of sunshine. Tomorrow it is going to feel like summer once again. 84 the high, lots of sun. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 8:30.
49 in Ogden, 54 in Salt Lake City.
Traffic still jammed up in Tooele County. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The First Lady's Visit.
President Biden's wife, Jill Biden, will stop in Salt Lake City this afternoon, where she will visit a school and a pop-up vaccination clinic.
The White House is super strict also with the type of masks that they wear around the First Lady. So just a lot of logistics and prep.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
The White House says the First Lady wanted to highlight after-school programs, which are a part of her husband's big spending bill. Salt Lake City School District spokeswoman Yandri Chatwin says Glendale Middle School was picked as a visit site because of its improving grades.
Her team really wanted to make sure that she was at a school where we had a high population of Latino students. Glendale fits that bill.
Chatwin told the David Ujanovic Show that the students who get to meet the First Lady coming in on their remote day all needed a security screening, COVID testing, special masks. Then the First Lady goes to Jordan Park, where there's a vaccination clinic. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The state has reached the threshold for removing pandemic health restrictions, according to the law passed by the state legislature.
Joining us live now on the KSL Newsline is the governor of Utah, Spencer Cox. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Amanda. It's great to be with you.
What does it mean that we've met these benchmarks from the so-called endgame bill?
Well, it means that our progress, our fight against the virus is going very well. In fact, going a little better than I think most people expected a couple months ago when this bill was being debated. The last piece that we're waiting for, so there are a couple pieces to this. One is we have to have low ICU utilization for COVID, which has happened. Our case counts per capita have to be low as well. Both of those things have happened. And we were just waiting to get the supply of vaccines that was included in the bill, so that everyone, we would have enough supply for anyone that wants one to get vaccinated. And we reached that threshold yesterday. So this is very positive news for the people of Utah.
Governor, we've had you on before to talk about how this date was determined, and there was some back and forth, and there continues to be, you know, people pulling and tugging on all sides of this thing. But are you satisfied now that the date has come and gone that we're ready to take this next step?
Yeah, so this date wasn't as controversial as some of the other dates in the past, because, again, this date wasn't a specific date. It was actually based on the science and the metrics on what was happening on the ground. And so this is something we've supported all along, and we feel very good about. Now again, I want to be clear. The virus doesn't care about these metrics. The virus doesn't care about these dates at all. The virus is still out there. And so if you haven't gotten vaccinated yet, or you are at risk, you should take extra precautions. And of course, businesses and others that want to keep people safe have the ability to do that and to still require masks and other preventative measures. But by and large, this is great news, and we're headed in a very good direction.
But does meeting this metric mean that masks are no longer required in large gatherings?
That is correct. Yes, it does mean that masks are no longer required in large gatherings, unless, of course, the institution or the gathering is requiring those, which is still happening. So at jazz games, it's still happening. At many of our state and city buildings, those types of mask requirements are still in place. And again, more importantly, people just need to protect themselves. Now, we have the type of mask that can do that. And so if you're concerned, certainly please do continue to wear a mask and be careful. But for those that are fully vaccinated and around other people that are vaccinated, go out and live life and let's act like it.
I'm sure you're aware of what happened last night at the Granite School Board meeting with parents that were upset about their kids still having to wear masks. You have spoken so eloquently about the need for civility and the need to understand that there are others who may not feel the way you do in our society and here in Utah in particular. Can you speak to that after what happened last night?
Sure. Yeah. And again, we've seen these types of behaviors over the course of the past year. It's very unfortunate. I think it's embarrassing for the people that were involved. I think they should be embarrassed. That's not how we treat each other. There are better ways to register our thoughts and our complaints. And look, I understand the frustration. And the good news is that the school year is almost over. We've been asked by school officials to keep the mask in place in schools just until the end of the year. And then we will have no more masks. There will be no masks in the fall. Those requirements are all going to go away. But we're just so close to getting everyone vaccinated. We've just got to hang on for a couple more weeks, and then we can be done.
Can you speak just briefly, Governor, to the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden's visit this afternoon?
Sure. Well, regardless of whether it's a Republican or a Democrat administration, we're always honored to have visits from her family. The First Lady of Utah will be joining the First Lady of the United States in her visit, and will be highlighting schools. And again, this is Teacher Appreciation Week. And so I think it's the perfect time for all of us to think about our education system, and especially our teachers. And that's what Dr. Biden is doing today. And we're excited to welcome her. I'll be welcoming her at the airport. And then Abby will be going with her to Glendale.
Governor, we're always honored by having you on the program, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. It's great to talk with you. Have a great day.
You too.
Governor Spencer Cox helping us out here on KSL.
And we'll be back with a look at traffic and weather in 2 minutes.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's tried to find me, but most can't, unless they're ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role. So how does ZipRecruiter do it so quickly? ZipRecruiter's technology matches your job up with the right people for your role and invites them to apply, so you get brilliant candidates fast.
Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Andrea Bocelli in concert, presented by Stiefel. Saturday, October 30th, 7:30 p.m., Vivint Arena. Tickets on sale now at VivintArena.com.
NMLS 1817019.
Buy or refi with LendRight Mortgage. A 15-year rate is as low as 1.75%. APR 1.975. Yes, 15-year rates are back in the ones. Get a 30-year rate as low as 2.375%. APR 2.521. Act now to lock in a rate in the ones. Even if you just refinanced, lowering your rate by only 0.25% can cut years and tens of thousands off your mortgage. LendRight will show you the exact savings. Do it with a no-cost loan, so your savings start on day one. If your rate is 3.25% or higher, call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Lock in a rate in the ones before they're gone for good. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
KSL News Time is 8:39. Let's get another look at Triple Team traffic. And how about now, Andy?
Amanda, we still have those big backups in Tooele County between Village Boulevard and SR-138 in Stansbury Park because of road work. Only one lane is open, and that's why it's so backed up. It's also affecting 138 coming past Stansbury Lake and heading towards the intersection as well. And then we've got some delay right now, southbound on 215's West Belt. After you cross I-80, going down towards California Avenue, something's causing some backups there. Heather?
We still have delays out in Roy and Clinton on 5600 South heading east, and also on 3500 West as you head south between Roy and Clinton. I-15, though, at really good speeds, and it looks like Legacy Parkway, the speeds are improving. Those slowdowns aren't quite as bad now through Bountiful. Eric?
We're looking good heading up Foothill Drive right now. No problems as you're on the 215 East Belt, northbound from Cottonwood Heights up to I-80. The Foothill is just fine, save for a little bit of congestion at Sunnyside Avenue. It's looking good up to the University area. I-80 out to Park City, no problems there. I-15 Utah County, no troubles at the moment. You still have stoplight problems, though, in Spanish Fork. This is Main Street at the I-15 northbound entrance point. You're going to have to treat that as a three-way stop. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. Let's head back over to the Weather Center and check in with Grant Wayman.
Well, each day's been getting a little warmer lately, and today we're cracking above that 70 mark, 73, and lots of sunshine. And hello, summer tomorrow, sunshine 84. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
St. George is already 64 this morning, and it's 56 downtown.
We are talking about prepping for summertime this week on KSL News Radio, and today's installment in our series is about road trips. And the cost of road trips with gas prices a little higher than we had expected or hoped. That's our in-depth with Paul Nelson just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks for tagging along, Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. That was a perfect segue into what we're going to talk about with our friends from Burt Brothers, talking about prepping for your summer getaways, especially if you're going to make a road trip. You need to make sure your car is ready to go just as much as you're ready to go, and Burt Brothers family wants to take care of your family.
I just wouldn't go on the road without stopping by Burt Brothers first and just having them I want you to just look at everything and make sure you've given it a look over to make sure, are my tires good? You know, are my brakes good? How's the battery looking?
Yeah.
Call me a nervous Nelly. I don't care. It's just a safe thing to do before you pile the family in the car and head out of town.
Yeah, we know Burt Brothers is a place to go for tires, but little things that maybe you're not thinking about, like a wiper blade. If you get caught in a good, thunder bumper on your drive and your windshield wipers aren't working properly on a nice windy mountain road, it's going to lead to the possibility of some problems for you and your family. So stop into Burt Brothers today or go to burtbrothers.com and schedule your free road trip ready safety check.
This is nothing spoils a vacation like sitting at a garage in Timbuktu for 4.5 hours working on something. So do what Tim said, go on burtbrothers.com and schedule your free road trip ready safety check.
Choosing the right lawn care products can be overwhelming, but we make it easy because BioAdvance new 5-in-1 weed and feed is all you need. Just one blue bag feeds your lawn, plus kills tough weeds and crabgrass. And unlike most products, BioAdvance also prevents weeds and crabgrass for up to 6 long months. Simplify lawn care with BioAdvance new 5-in-1 weed and feed. Get more from the blue bag. Available at Walmart and Lowe's.
When you have a medical emergency, you can be confident choosing the ER at Mountain West Medical Center. You'll find an accredited chest pain center for heart attack symptoms, a level 4 trauma center, and specialists in general surgery and orthopedics, plus our 30-minute pledge. Emergencies can't wait. Mountain West Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you. Call 911 for medical emergencies. Specialists are employed and independent members of the medical staff.
Has an attorney called you right after your accident, pressured you to hire them? If it hasn't happened yet, it could. For years, it's been illegal for lawyers to directly contact someone injured in an accident. But the Utah Supreme Court has just changed that. Now lawyers can inundate you with phone calls, show up at your home, and even hang out in hospital lobbies. Don't hire one of those attorneys. Instead, call the attorneys at Good Guys Legal. They're known throughout Utah as the good guys in personal injury law because of the way they treat their clients and handle their cases. In fact, they give people who've been injured in an accident a guarantee that no one else can make. It's this straightforward. If at any point from the time you hire the good guys until the moment of victory, they haven't exceeded every single promise they've made to you with the most exceptional client experience, you owe them nothing for the work they've done. That's how confident they are.
Good guys.
Visit us today at goodguyslegal.com.
News sponsored by Good Guys Legal, your accident and injury lawyers. Visit goodguyslegal.com.
Dave and Eugenovic.
Representative Blake Moore is calling in this morning talking about spending, but not the spending you're thinking of. Spending very little on flights out of Ogden to Los Angeles. I'm talking uber cheap. Prices that sound too good to be true, but aren't. Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
anti-mask protesters made their voices heard in a Granite School District board meeting last night, which was forced to end abruptly. I'm KSL News Radio's John Mochak.
Second, Utah Governor Spencer Cox will be among those meeting First Lady Jill Biden at the airport this afternoon. The First Lady will be visiting Glendale Middle School and a vaccine clinic.
Third, the latest on that drive-in this morning with Andy.
Still backed up in Tooele County, SR 36 and 138 because of road work going on at the intersection. And we've got we had some delay, it looks like, on southbound I-215 at I-80 on the west side. But I'm looking at the camera now, and it looks like that delay is gone. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Warming up today into the low 70s and sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
52 in Provo, 55 in Salt Lake City.
With KSL's top national stories.
Former President Trump will still be banned from Facebook. An oversight board for the social media company kicked back the final decision, saying they would need to decide within the next 6 months whether the ban will be permanent. The former president was booted off Facebook following the January 6th Capitol riot. A possible leadership shakeup among House Republicans. Here's ABC News political director Rick Klein.
House Republicans get to decide who their own leaders are, and it appears that they are moving toward ousting Liz Cheney specifically because she continues to just say the truth, which is that President Trump lost the election. She was on Twitter earlier this week saying the big lie, propagating that, is saying that this election was stolen. She has been consistent. What has changed has been the attitude among some Republicans.
India's foreign minister and the entire Indian delegation sidelined at the G7 summit in London after two members of the delegation tested positive for COVID. President Biden with a new initiative getting at least 70% of American adults vaccinated by the 4th of July. The focus now will be on pockets of resistance. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. The price of a family vacation is expected to be much higher this summer compared to last year, thanks to rising gas prices.
Analysts expect gas to cost 70 cents more per gallon this year compared to 2020. And some drivers say they're already canceling plans. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has this in-depth look.
Gasoline. For travelers, it's that necessary evil. Analysts say measuring this year's gas prices against last year isn't really a fair comparison, since the national average was less than $2 per gallon by this time in 2020. Now the prices have risen back up, drivers say they're feeling the financial strain worse than before.
I just feel like gas is one of those things that you, no matter if you try to avoid it, you have to pay anyways. I think the gas prices are super expensive right now.
Some people tell KSL they're probably still going to take some sort of road trip this summer, but for others, these kinds of trips are out of the question.
Gas prices are ridiculous, and because of that, I won't be going on any trips.
If you still want to hit the open road, there are some states you might want to avoid. Sergio Avila with AAA Utah says gas runs around $4 a gallon in California already. Nevada will follow California's trend, although it won't be quite as expensive. However, Avila says things are different if you look in the opposite direction.
Wyoming, the average cost for gasoline is $2.93 a gallon there. Colorado, $2.97.
Avila says we're paying slightly more now than we would in a normal year.
Beginning of May of 2019, gas prices in Utah were $3.04.
And if you want to plan a road trip, you probably should do it soon. Gas prices were already expected to climb even if oil refineries don't have problems with production. And Utah Petroleum Association President Ricky Renko Browning says there are potential problems on the horizon. For instance, the Biden administration is placing a moratorium on leases on federal land.
It makes it very challenging out in the Uinta Basin, for example, to develop a large project without having some interference from either federal lands or federal minerals.
And the administration is considering upping the price on something called a production royalty.
That production royalty is paid on every barrel produced, and it goes back to the U.S. federal government.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time now, 8:49. It's Triple Team Traffic, which means, of course, we head to the traffic center. Andy's there.
And right now, the big delay has been watching Tooele County, where you're down to a single lane going through the intersection of Mills Junction as they do some road work, and it's affected both SR 138 and SR 36. Northbound delays go all the way back to Bates Canyon Road, and people have been sitting in that for upwards of 20 minutes just to get through Stansbury Park to get up towards I-80. Looked like we had some delays earlier coming off I-80 on to southbound 215 near California Avenue on the West Belt, but that delay looks like it has cleared out. Heather?
Overall, it's a pretty good drive through Weber and Davis County. Not too many issues on I-15, US 89, or I-84 going through the mountains. Legacy Parkway still is a little bit slow as you try to move through Bountiful. That's due to a left lane blocked with somebody spraying weeds slowly moving down the roadway. And we've got a lot of delay right now in Clinton. This is on 3500 West heading south toward 1800 North. Eric?
Kind of crash in Utah County on in Saratoga Springs. This is on SR 73 eastbound at Mountain View Corridor, and that is backing things up. Not completely all the way over to Eagle Mountain yet, but you do have some definite slowdowns going through there. I-15 continues to look great, though, in Utah County. Not seeing any delay spots northbound from Provo and Orem all the way up to Lehigh and Point of the Mountain. Board, Utah State Libraries have you covered with audiobooks, story times, movies, magazines, and much more. Check out your local library today. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's take a look ahead to that 7-day forecast and see what the temperatures look like. Over to you, Grant.
73, the high today with a lot of sunshine here. We're on the climb. Tomorrow, 84, summer-like. And lots of sun once again, and 77 with the sunshine on Friday. Few showers early Saturday morning, then clearing. High Saturday, 62. Partly cloudy on Sunday, 63. More clouds on Monday and a few showers, 65. About the same Tuesday, 68. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, let me check what our current temperatures are. Right now in Ogden, 51 degrees, in Salt Lake, 56.
Follow the First Lady's visit to Utah this afternoon. On your way home, Jeff Kaplan will be talking all about it starting at 3 o'clock with Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News here on KSL. This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Box Elder County. Monica Holdaway is with us. She is with the Box Elder Chamber. Funny, we were just talking, Monica, about the cost of gasoline and how some people are changing their plans. You wouldn't have to if you were going to stay close to home and just visit Box Elder County, would you?
Nope, you would be able to just come on up.
And there's so much to do in Box Elder. I mean, when I think about going to your part of the state, I think about boating and fishing, and you've got great campgrounds there.
Yeah, we do. Willard Bay State Park is a great place to visit right off the freeway. You can go boating and swimming, and there is a lot to do. And one of the things I really like, we have a lot of unique food places and restaurants to visit and shopping that you won't find anywhere else in the state.
Well, here's the other thing. You've got some great trail systems up there. So anybody that loves to get off road, maybe they've got a side by side to play on. There are so many options there too.
Yes, there are. I actually own a side by side and we go out quite often. You can go out west to the desert or you can go up into the Manawa and go in the mountains. So we have a little bit of everything.
Now, you had me at restaurant because I love to eat at restaurants I've never eaten at before. So I want to come up just to eat at your restaurants.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ones. And one of them here on Brigham City's Main Street is actually turning 100 years old this year. So it's Idle Isle Cafe. So we're really excited for them and celebrating with them because that's quite an accomplishment for a restaurant.
Well, we talked about the Golden Spike National Historic Site, but boy, Box Elder County is full of history with the Box Elder Tabernacle up there and Brigham City Depot and so many other things. Holmgren Historic Farm is another great one to visit. Tell people where to get more information.
If you visit boxelder.org, you can get all the information about our county and all the things to do and see and visit.
All right, that's boxelder.org.
Don't miss the sizzling summer sales event at Volkswagen Southtown. Every new and used car purchase gets you a road trip getaway. Visit vwsouthtown.com for details.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
My name is David. I was in trouble with the IRS. I owed about $140,000. It was a very stressful thing to know that you owed that much money to the IRS.
Don't face the IRS alone.
When I knew how much I owe, it was really, it's overwhelming. It's you worry about the whole, your whole world, what's going to happen.
With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
Everything was said and done, and the IRS offered me to pay $4,000.
You need someone to fight for you.
Do not hesitate. Do not think it twice. Go see Jordan Wilcox.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
Anybody that needs help in this situation, please go see him.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth. We are actually following a breaking story that's related to money news and a major reversal just within the last few minutes. Peloton announced voluntary recalls of both its treadmill machines over safety concerns. You may remember, Amanda, the story of the child that died and got caught underneath the belt.
Mm-hmm.
The company is advising customers who already have either the Tread or Tread Plus products to immediately stop using the equipment and contact Peloton for a full refund or other qualified remedy. So we'll continue to follow that story.
Let's get a look at your money at this moment. The Dow right now down 4 points. We're at 34,128. The S&P is up 9.9. The Nasdaq is up 60.7.
And it's time for Jazz Notes, brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
While it's been the high-frequency three-point shooting offense that has driven the narrative around the Utah Jazz owning the best record in the NBA, they appear poised to finish the season as a better defensive team than on the offensive end. The Jazz own the fourth-best offensive rating in the NBA, dropping slightly behind the Denver Nuggets in recent days, while they own the league's third-best defensive rating. Jazz forward Bojan Bogdanović discussed the importance of the Jazz defensive play after the team beat the Spurs on Monday night.
When we play defense like we played tonight, we're gonna be in a game and have a chance to win the game against anybody.
Regardless of which end of the floor fans think better suits the team's identity, they are on pace to finish the season as the only team in the league with a top five ranking on both offense and defense. For complete coverage of the Jazz, visit KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Did you know that we can now effectively treat ED without pills, injections, or surgery? That means no more side effects. Wasatch Medical Clinic now uses the two most advanced forms of wave therapy. A recent study stated that our technology is the new standard of care. It's proven to restore blood flow where you want it, when you want it. Imagine getting that spontaneity back into the relationship. We're the leading experts of this technology, with patients describing results as life-changing. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound be free, but this week only, new patients get $300 off, plus free testosterone. This is an enormous amount of value. Put a stop to your ED. Call us now to qualify. This promotion ends this week. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic, 801-901-8000.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bang.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's the biggest show of the year. Garth Brooks comes to Rice-Eccles Stadium on July 7th, and KSL News Radio has your tickets. Visit KSLNewsRadio.com/contest to win. Tickets go on sale Thursday, May 6th at 10 a.m. Plus, win tickets to Lagoon. It's what fun is. Treat your mom this Mother's Day to a perfect day at Lagoon. Garth Brooks, Lagoon. What more could you want? Enter today at KSLNewsRadio.com/contest or text the word contest to 57500.
8:59, Triple Team Traffic, and let's start with you, Andy.
And right now, looking at those delays in Tooele County, they're still the worst thing we've got, with backups the entire way from Bates Canyon Road all the way through Stansbury Park up to the Mills Junction intersection. You've also got some delays if you're coming over from Grantsville for the last, three or four blocks before you hit that intersection as well because of the road work. In the Salt Lake Valley, we've got some 215 slowdowns building eastbound between Union Park and 2000 East. Heather?
The delays on Legacy Parkway appear to be getting more intense. You're going to see the brake lights southbound just after you leave 400 North in Centerville going into Bountiful. I don't know if that weed truck has stopped or if there's now an accident in that area, but just be aware you're going to have to add a few extra minutes on your commute trying to get towards Salt Lake City if you're on Legacy. Eric?
Running at normal pace, I-15 Utah County, and that crash over on SR-73 at Mountain View Corridor did slow things up for eastbounders, but over the last 10 minutes, things have improved quite a bit. Although you're still pretty slow, a little bit slow, for eastbounders on Pioneer Crossing approaching Saratoga Road coming out of Saratoga Springs this morning. Ready for a kitchen update?
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.